Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of Gospel on the Go from Croatia with the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Hot Topics, where today we're going to be talking about the following hot, I think, topic. Using God's name in vain. Question number one, is that such a bad thing? Question number two, if so, how can I make sure that I don't use God's name in vain? What do you think? Do you think it's wrong to use God's name in vain? And if so, have you been doing it as of late? Let's take a look at some scriptures and some various examples of how we could possibly use God's name in vain. Let's go first to Exodus chapter 20. Ten Commandments. Commandment number 3. The Israelites were camped out there at Mount Sinai in the wilderness, and it's here God is giving his commandments through Moses to the Israelites. In verse 7, God said, this is the third commandment, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. For the Lord will not leave him unpunished who takes his name in vain. So right here in the third commandment, we see the prohibition. Do not take the Lord's name in vain, because there will be punishment. Those who do so will not go unpunished. And so we've already answered our first question. Is it really that big of a deal to use God's name in vain? What do you think? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, it's interesting. A lot of times when people think about, you know, how we use God's name in vain, they kind of just narrow that definition to, I don't know, maybe cursing God. Now, that is using God's name in vain, and that is irreverence, and that will be punished. But we see here in the scriptures numerous, unfortunately, examples of how God's people, how people in general, did not treat God's name as holy. Using God's name in vain is really not treating God's name as holy. And by the way, God's name is not simply what we call him, right? God's name refers to who God is, how God is. God's name describes the majesty, the holiness, the infinite perfection of God. So, we want to make sure that we are treating God's name, i.e. God, as holy. In fact, look at the first two commandments. Stay right here in Exodus 20. Starting in verse 1, then God spoke all these words saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. Therefore, first commandment, you shall have no other gods before me or beside me. One of the ways that we treat God's name in vain, one of the ways that we do not treat God's name as holy, is where we set up little gods, other things, even people, up next to, beside, or before God. Another way, verses 4 through 6, you shall not make for yourself an idol or any likeness of what is in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the water under the earth. You shall not worship them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children, on the third and fourth generations to those who hate me, but showing loving kindness to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. Constructing idols, whether visual idols made by human hands, and constructing them, whether they are some sort of image of something in heaven or on earth, and bowing down and worshiping that, that is dishonoring God's holy name. That is setting something up that is not truly God next to the only one true living God. And again, verse 7, God says, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. No other gods before God, beside God, near God. Do not make an image or a likeness of anything that you bow down and worship. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not leave him unpunished who takes his name in vain. The great theologian John Calvin used to say that our hearts are idol factories. Maybe we don't construct a physical object as some sort of God that we bow down and worship to, but our hearts can set up all kinds of things that actually are idols in our lives. Therefore, we're using God's name in vain. We are not revering the only true living God. We are dishonoring him. We're not treating his name as holy. Let's take a look at some examples. Hop over to Leviticus chapter 20. God's people are still at Mount Sinai. God had just given the command, right? Don't use the Lord's name in vain. Well, Leviticus chapter 20, we see an Israelite, young man, who decided to do things his own way and not obey God. Leviticus chapter 20. Actually, you know what? Let's do this. Let's go to Leviticus 10 first. Let me take you there first. Let's take a look at some priests who used God's name in vain, who did not treat God's name as holy. Leviticus chapter 10, starting in verse 1. Now, Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron. Aaron was Moses' brother. Aaron was the high priest. His two sons, Nadab and Abihu, were also priests. They weren't high priests, but they were priests. They assisted their father, ready, in leading Israel in proper worship of God. So we're told that Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took their respective fire pans, and after putting fire in them, they placed incense on it. They were doing what the Lord had commanded them. Part of the way God had commanded the priests to worship the Lord was to take fire pans, put incense on it. So far, so good, right? But we're told they had done something very wrong. They didn't treat God's name as holy. Why? They offered strange fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them. They decided that they were going to define what true worship was. they decided that they were going to make their offerings their own way. And it was strange fire that was offered to the Lord. Result, verse 2, fire came out from the presence of the Lord and consumed them, and they died before the Lord. Who killed them? Yahweh did. Irreverent worship, not treating God's name as holy. Then Moses spoke to Aaron, the father. This is what the Lord spoke, saying, by those who come near me, I will be treated as holy. And before all the people, I will be honored. So Aaron therefore kept silent. They used God's name in vain. They did not treat God's name as holy. We're not 100% certain as to what they had done, but it's possible, verse 8, we get a hint. The Lord spoke to Aaron saying, do not drink wine or strong drink, neither you nor your sons with you. He had other boys now. Those two were killed. Don't drink alcohol when you come into the tent of meeting so that you will not die. This is a perpetual statute throughout your generations so as to make a distinction between the holy and the profane, between the unclean and the clean, and so as to teach the sons of Israel all the statutes which the Lord has spoken to them through Moses. Possibly they had gotten drunk, and maybe they mixed some insult. Whatever they had done, it was strange fire to the Lord. They did not treat God's name as holy. Oh, they were in there in the tent of meeting. They were going through the religious steps. They were using God's name in vain. People can do that today in church services. They're there for the wrong reason. They're not focused on worshiping our triune God. They're focused on anything and everything besides that. Oh, they'll sing songs with their lips, but their hearts are far from God. They'll pretend they're listening to the word taught, but their minds are racing. Their prayers are just nothing, even though they will say the Lord's name as they're singing, as they're praying. They're using the Lord's name in vain. They are not treating God's name as holy. Big problem. Hop over to Leviticus 24. Here we see a young Israelite boy. Verse 10. Again, they're still at Mount Sinai. Things are going off the rails very quickly. Verse 10. Now, the son of an Israelite woman, whose father was an Egyptian, went out among the sons of Israel. And the Israelite woman's son and a man of Israel struggled with each other in the camp. They had some sort of fight, skirmish. The son of the Israelite woman blasphemed the name and cursed. He used God's name in vain. He blasphemed the Lord. So they brought him to Moses. Now his mother's name was Shelomith, and she's the daughter of Dibri from the tribe of Dan. They put him in custody so that the command of the Lord might be made clear to them. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, bring the one who has cursed outside the camp, and let all who heard him lay their hands on his head. Then let all the congregation stone him. You shall speak to the sons of Israel, saying, if anyone curses his God, then he will bear his sin. Moreover, the one who blasphemes the name of the Lord shall surely be put to death. All the congregation shall certainly stone him. The alien, as well as the native, when he blasphemes the name, he shall be put to death. Think of today. Jesus, which means Savior, that's his human name given to him. Christ, which means Messiah, the anointed one. Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, the only Savior, the only Redeemer, the only mediator between God and man. There is no other name by which man can be saved. Jesus Christ. How should we treat his name? as holy. Do you agree we should not blaspheme his name, curse his name, use his name in vain? This young Israelite boy, he cursed. He blasphemed God's name. He used God's name in an unholy way. And look at the result. Yet think of today how many people use the name Jesus Christ in a derogatory, irreverent, blasphemous way. Or God. And then they add something else when they get upset, frustrated, irreverence, blasphemy, not treating God's name as holy, but cursing the name. Is it a big deal to use God's name in vain? Oh yeah. It's a huge deal. Two priests. The son of Aaron, the high priest. They treated the name in a cavalier, flippant, irreverent way. They blasphemed the name. They use the name of Yahweh in vain. This Israelite boy gets upset. He's in a skirmish with another Israelite. And he blasphemed Yahweh. Cursed God. Perhaps in just using God's name in some sort of cursing way. Serious stuff. Very serious stuff. Up over to Matthew chapter 15. Look what Jesus said about the, ready? Religious leaders in Israel. During that time, the religious hypocrites. Verse 7, Jesus said to them, "You hypocrites." Hypokritis in the Greek, play actor, person who wears a mask. You hypocrites. Rightly did Isaiah prophesy of you. Quoting from Isaiah 29. This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the precepts of men. Whoa. Very religious. But like Nadab and Abihu in Leviticus 10, they decided, the religious leaders decided they wanted to worship God their own way. The religious leaders were doing it all for a show, trying to impress people. Jesus called them hypocrites, play actors. And then he quotes from Isaiah 29, where God, Yahweh, said about the Israelites back then in the Old Testament. These people just give me lip service, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship of me is in vain. Jesus quoted from Isaiah 29 to tell the religious leaders in front of him, you're no different. Using God's name in vain, is that a big deal? Yeah. And it's especially dangerous in the realm of religion. Because as I said earlier, we can be at church and we could give a lot of lip service, but our hearts, our minds are far away. What does God say about that type of, quote, worship, unquote? It's in vain. And when you say the name of God, you're using his name in vain. It's simply lip service. Your heart, your mind, not engaged. That's why Jesus said in Matthew 22, this is our goal right here. Verse 37, Jesus said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. The totality of your being needs to be engaged. When you're thinking about God, when you're speaking about God or speaking to God, when you're reading the Word of God, you don't want to be using the Lord's name in vain, in a flippant, cavalier, irreverent way, right? So I, Matthew chapter 6, when Jesus was teaching his disciples how to pray, verse 9, he said to them, pray then in this way, our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be. May your name be hallowed. May your name be treated as holy. In and through my life, in and through my family, in and through the people in the ministry I serve, what you are praying here, think about how many times you probably prayed that prayer and you're like, I didn't really know what I was saying there. Hallowed be your name, Lord. May your name be treated as holy. From these lips, from this heart, from this mind, from these hands, from these feet, please help me to treat your name as holy and not use your name in vain by setting up idols, either actual physical ones or ones in my heart, next to you, worshiping them instead of you. Please do not let me be irreverent, like Nadab and Abihu, deciding I'm going to define what true holy worship is to you. Lord, please don't let me lose my temper like that young Israelite boy did and blaspheme your name and use your name in a way that I curse. Please protect me from that. Lord, please don't let me be like the religious leaders where I'm just giving you lip service, but my heart, my mind, my will is far from you. I don't want to use your name in vain. Please, Lord, may your name be treated as holy in and through my life today. So, OMG, oh my God, don't just say that in a meaningless, mindless way. That's taking his name in vain. OMG as an emoji? Don't do that. In a meaningless, mindless way, taking our Lord's name in vain? Bumper stickers. Saying one thing about the Lord and then completely misrepresenting Him in your attitude as you're in the car driving? Don't use His name in vain. Tattoos. The cool thing. Get scripture. Put verses all over you. Well, if that scripture is going to be used to treat His name as holy, that's great. But if you just put that there, and then you're living a different way, you're using His name in vain. Go to Psalm 119 as I conclude. Here's a good prayer as you get ready to read the Word of God. Verse 38. You ask the Holy Spirit, establish your Word to your servant so that it produces reverence for you. In other words, ground me so much in your truth, your holy truth, that I treat the holy name of our thrice holy God, that I treat His name as holy. Amen.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at pastorandrew@aol.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.